that Billy Idol's masterpiece right there? Are we looking at his, like...
That's pretty damn good.
Whatever. Not Swan Song. That's not right. Are we looking at his whatever?
His best song ever?
Yes.
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. That's a tough question.
Yeah, it is.
That's a great song, but...
It's so good.
He's a guy with great songs.
He is.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. Sluggo started talking first that time because I was fighting with my headphone cords.
That's what the bump and boom.
I was rolling around on the ground trying...
You're really drunk today, huh?
Loosen myself from my headphone cords. How are you, sir?
Aces. And yourself?
Same.
Nice.
Just got out of a meeting. I love them. I love them.
Nothing like a meeting.
Oh.
At least I was less...
Meetings are my lifeblood.
Brutal than the other place I always was.
Yeah, I agree.
You guys quit having fun. We hate your guts.
Because Shmammy Shmighty wasn't there to ask questions.
Yep. Nope. No showing of the tummies.
Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Yeah.
There is a mom who was invited to live with a couple.
Uh-oh.
A mother of three.
Uh-huh.
Invited to live with a couple.
Okay.
And she wanted the man to kiss her. And when the man wouldn't kiss her, she wanted a woman to kiss her.
Wow. So reason to not invite these folk into your house.
And then, no, to live.
To live.
To live with them. She was living with them. And then she got crazy. And she was not happy with the no answer.
She wouldn't take no for an answer.
So she pulled a gun.
Oh, right. Neat. America.
You almost got in a fight over nothing. I think this is more true today than ever before.
Yeah.
Everybody's wound so tight. You see that on airplanes where the violence has escalated by 10 times.
Yeah, on the streets, out on the road.
Everywhere.
Everybody just needs to chill out.
Correct.
And it's incredibly wound up about everything of late. I mean, at
least it doesn't take, you're already at a 9.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really take much to push over the edge.
But just back down to the 7.
Right, sure.
Find that weed or whatever calms you down and back on down. Well, yeah, so someone, what happened with getting in a fight over nothing?
We'll talk
about it later. Okay. All right.
I will tell you.
All right.
Also, they found a tremendous amount of snakes in a house.
Oh, I saw that.
Like 60? How many?
90.
Was it? 90.
At least, yeah. Rattlesnakes.
Yes, 90 rattlesnakes.
Nope.
In a house.
Nope.
In a house.
Yeah. Was it actually inside or under the house? Okay.
It was both.
We lived in a little, what I used to call a shack. And then when my woman saw the house many years later, she's like, wow, you weren't kidding. That is a shack. But it was on stilts.
Right.
So when you would look underneath the house, there was all sorts of stuff going on.
I wouldn't look under the house.
You know, every once in a while you had to fix something and dad would go crawling under there and
let dad do it.
It was, yeah, exactly.
And also we have our high-low game. Do we know what it's up to?
I don't. I have no
idea. We'll figure it out.
What do you want it to be? No, I guess we can't do it that way.
We can't do
it that
way.
That's a darn shame.
We will do it, though, between now and 4.
Yeah.
We'll figure out what the number is and all the guesses and all that nonsense.
Yeah.
And we'll get back to you with that.
Yeah.
On KLOS.
You remember walking in the sand. I'm bitter.
Sluggo responds to songs a lot.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
On a fairly regular basis, usually not on the air.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Hello. The Dodgers and Braves are right now playing Game 3.
Right this second. And here we are
in Dodger Stadium.
Yep.
And the Dodgers are down 2-0 in the game. I believe they're up 2-0, the game that's on right now. But our specialist, Manny Ramirez, is our host.
Yes.
To take a look at the Dodger games and what we expect. Hey, Manny.
All right. Feeding my jellyfish, man. Remember how good they. Hello, Ken and Bob.
Hello. How are the jellyfish today, then?
They're so good. Mm-hmm. I have my jellyfish. One, Julio Franco, Alfredo Griffin, Andre Dawson. Hello, Clyde Drexler.
Nice.
Those pretty jellyfish. Sometimes, Manny Ramirez give them peanut butter, and I say, peanut butter jellyfish, and they don't like it. I don't understand. Manny Ramirez thought I have good jokes.
That is a good joke,
Manny.
Yeah, that's very strong.
All right.
Give us the mindset of a baseball team down 2-0 in the playoffs, because I know the Dodgers have been here before.
Okay, Bean. Well, I mostly like to think of it as, remind your player that you play a game for a living, make lots of money.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ever let your brain get in the way of have a good time, play good baseball. When I'm Manny Ramirez, little boy, Manny Ramirez play baseball all day. I don't care I win or lose. I just want to play and I want to do my best.
That's really
I tell my teammates.
Wait, did you have a baseball in like a stadium when you were growing up in Cuba?
First off, I'm Dominican.
Dominican, so
damn it. Suck it, buddy. It's like a bean.
And of course, no, I didn't play in a stadium. What's wrong with you? Did you
think just asking.
Kevin? Yeah, he just gave some really good advice. That was actually good, helpful advice for any baseball players out there that aren't playing.
I withdraw the question then.
I had to trade my sister for a donkey, and you asked me if I had a stadium.
Why did you? Terrible. Why did you trade your sister for a donkey?
It's a good deal.
To put on a donkey show.
So well worth it then, I guess.
Madam Mira's made a lot of good money on the side, you know. Madam Mira, first I play baseball and then go on donkey show. It's very well respected in the theater community because Manny Ramirez put a lot of effort into donkey show.
That's nice.
I see.
That's good.
Now, are you watching the game now? So you saw Corey Seager home run?
No.
You're not watching the game?
What?
No, I feed my jellyfish. I put baseball behind me. So I'm happy for Bob Seager.
No, not Bob Seager.
Come on.
I think it's Corey.
It's close.
Corey?
Mm-hmm.
No, Bob Seger, he sing like a rock. I have a Chevy truck. Hooray.
All right, so if you're not watching, that makes you a bad expert for us to have on?
No, I know a lot about baseball. I'm a Hall of Fame caliber player. I just don't want to watch it right now.
Okay.
I remember back in the day when I used to play baseball, they gave me a lot of money. I was very interested in baseball. Now, no one paid me to play baseball, so I was like, hey, I hang out with my jellyfish. Or a diaper on my head. You understand that, right, Ryan?
Absolutely. Ryan. Totally does make sense. Screw it all.
So you can't help us in any way then, I guess.
Any predictions?
Of course I can.
Do you have a prediction?
I played like almost two decades in the major leagues.
Right. So
at a very high level.
Okay.
I'm one of the greatest offensive baseball players to ever live.
All right. So your thoughts on today's game?
Seems like a good one.
Is Manny on the phone? I want to talk to Manny some more.
I believe he's gone.
Ah!
I would like to speak to him as well.
He's got his jellyfish. That's nice.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station.
Can I ask you one question?
Yeah.
Are you sure you get the right phone numbers on some of these? Because sometimes I think,
No, this is it.
Oh, okay.
That was Manny.
I just want to make sure.
Yeah, yeah. I've talked to him a lot.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, you have.
I have. So I know him quite well.
Yeah.
This is a bizarre story of a threesome, which I have not told well in the past, threesome stories, because they can become complicated.
Sure, yeah,
I have this one together, though.
Okay.
An Illinois mother of three named Claudia Resendez Flores, 28 years old, had just moved in with James P. Jones, 29, and his girlfriend at an apartment complex.
That's always straight up a bad idea.
In Illinois.
How many people have you ever lived with at once? Like, I had a house full of roommates at one time. A couple of them were married.
I didn't ever go the roommate way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, super lucky that way.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, in college I did, of course.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In college.
But once you're out there as an
20
adult,
people or whatever,
it gets a little hairy.
Yeah. So Claudia, 28, moves in with James, 29, and his girlfriend.
Right, and her two kids, the move-in-e.
She has three kids.
Three kids.
And it doesn't mention whether the kids were there or not.
Okay.
So that's odd.
Yeah,
first
sure.
of all, let's assume they were.
Okay.
Because then this story's much worse. The three had been drinking together on Thursday night. When the guest, Resendez Flores, asked the male, Jones, for a kiss.
Why would you do that?
Because she was drinking and she wanted a kiss.
Sure, okay, which is why she moved in the first place.
Correct.
Yeah.
He refused.
No, I don't think so, dear.
I'm not going to do that, but I will kiss my girlfriend. And he leaned over and kissed his girlfriend, which is the right move as a guy.
Yeah, yes.
All right.
Yeah.
So she gets a little angry.
What?
Because he didn't kiss her.
Sure, okay.
So she then turns to the girlfriend.
And the real reason I moved in.
And says...
Right.
How about I get a kiss from you?
She's like, okay.
The girlfriend refused.
Uh-oh.
Now she's getting very angry.
These are not party people. She didn't do her research before she moved in.
She turned back to the man. And she says, kiss me, this time demanding it.
Oh, man.
She he refused like again, infuriating her. I'm not sure how she knows this, but Jones's gun was tucked underneath a couch cushion in his home.
That's a good place to keep it. The kids won't find it, at least.
And she pulled the gun out and pointed it at him.
Oh, man. Well, now, if that doesn't put you in the mood, what will?
And said, kiss me. And he said, no.
Wow.
Then he was looking at her hand the way she was holding the gun, and he realized she'd taken the safety off.
Oh! That's not set to stun.
So he reached out to try and grab the gun and push it lower.
Oh.
But just before she shot him in the chest.
Oh, my God.
Killing him.
Killed him.
Yes.
Wow.
Because he wouldn't kiss her.
Right. And the girlfriend's like, all right, I'll kiss you.
No, the girlfriend actually called 911.
Oh, well, that's a good thing to do. That's
and when they arrived on the scene, they found the gun.
Uh-huh.
And Resendez Flores was also still there, which is odd.
Hi, I'm a dingbat.
After you shoot people, don't you
generally
run?
Generally, I would think, yes.
No matter how crazy you are, you have to realize that as a turning point.
Probably not going to go.
I just shot a guy in the chest. I need to go someplace.
I don't really have a good excuse.
I need to go anywhere else.
I need to stay here. Maybe the cops will kiss me.
They, an attorney for her, the assistant public defender, Courtney Smallwood, argued that her client was not living with the couple at the time.
What was his name? What was his name?
That doesn't matter.
Okay.
Why are you asking?
It doesn't matter.
So their argument was, wait, she wasn't living there. Which is
what?
Somehow irrelevant to the fact that she pulled a gun and shot him
in the
chest.
Couldn't be more irrelevant.
Right.
This has nothing to do with it. Oh, well, the sky was blue, so let her go.
I mean, I think that they were asking for the case to be dismissed because she wasn't there?
Is on a the regular only, basis?
Is the only thing that... No, I mean, at that time. Is the only thing that makes sense why they would argue that she didn't live there.
Well, trying to pretend she wasn't there when she shot him?
But then she was there when the police came.
Yeah. So that's... Maybe
so she
just
was
like,
there!
I always have to wonder if every once in a while lawyers don't just throw cases because they're like, it doesn't make any sense, though, because they're not going to make money, I guess. But
no,
they're sort of like, you should go to jail because you're a freak.
Yes, but they're a public defender, so...
Oh,
they
then they really probably
yes,
do. Yeah.
I would assume they look
they'd
at this
like,
and they go...
this.
Guilty as hell.
Yeah.
There's no question.
I'll pretend to help you.
I can only imagine that, of course, they...
She wasn't there, man. Your Honor.
We're going to argue that she wasn't there.
Yeah.
Well, we arrested her there.
Whoa.
Yes, but did you? Are you positive that that's what happened?
Put it like that.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We should give away some money.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's
Thoughts?
Do it. Cash.
$1,400 in the KLOS high-low game.
Nice.
You also get Red Hot Chili Peppers tickets for when they come through SoFi Stadium in the summer with Beck.
In 2022. It's a minute off, but that's going to be worth the wait.
Just a minute off,
yeah,
though.
A little ways.
I mean,
ways.
It's getting pretty...
Yeah, that's
close.
True. That's true. But you're caller 13, you for sure get those tickets. That's a done deal.
And then you get to guess a number between 0 and 95. And the last guess was 32, and it was too high.
32 was too high.
So
okay.
818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Well, I have to say that I'm happy for once it wasn't me that screwed up. Usually it's me.
I'm not in love with the fact that it was me.
What? No, what are you talking about? Was it you? I don't remember. It's
we,
95.
Okay.
KLOS. We started our little high-low contest a few minutes ago, but ran into a snafu.
A bit of a problem.
Yeah, and the nice man is still on the phone waiting all this time.
Okay.
Hello. Who's this?
My name is Fred.
Fred, how are you, man?
Okay.
Listen, Sluggo made a mistake. Here's what happened. Sluggo made a mistake.
Yeah, yeah.
And actually it was me. I told
Bean
you.
Bean made a mistake.
That the last guess was 21. But.
Turns out.
21 was the winning number.
That's the actual winning number. So as a result, you gave us the
19.
Wrong number, not
so
a chance.
You
yeah.
said 19 based on my false information.
Yeah, and we don't want to screw you, man. We feel bad. We feel awful. We weren't just going to hang up on you and pretend you didn't exist. I'm just kidding. But we decided we're going to give you the $1,400 right out the gate.
No way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You won because I screwed up.
You win by default. By default.
Thank you, Steve.
I do believe that they will take it out of my paycheck, but listen.
Or your hide.
It was my fault, and you
yeah, we like to play fair here as much as possible. So you cool with that? Winning $1,400 for not doing anything?
Oh, that's awesome, guys. Thank you, Kevin Slugs.
Right on, man.
Oh, man.
No, hey, by the way, you're also going to see Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Right, you get those.
Awesome.
I didn't mess that up.
Right on.
I only
right
messed
on.
Up the game, but
so,
you got $1,400.
Yeah. Well done, dude.
So just so I'm clear, when we play the game, the high-low game,
yeah,
we are or we are not supposed to give away the winning number.
Oh, the actual number itself?
Because I thought the way it went was that we give away the winning.
So you just straight up tell them what the number is?
Yes.
Oh, well.
Is that right? Or
I think it's a good thing to do. It's a nice thing to do, but probably not the right thing to do, I guess.
Because they're supposed to guess it?
Whatever.
I don't understand this game. We need to start from scratch.
Well, let's try again at 5 o'clock. It'll be worth $1,000, plus for sure the Red Hot Chili Peppers tickets. And congratulations to Fred and Downey. Well done, sir. Well done in not having to do anything. Pray that we do it again. Right. I mean, it'll be my turn next time.
I hope so.
I'm sure it will be.
I hope so, because I don't feel great.
Whatever, man.
All right, listen. Everybody's a little tense these days.
What? Who?
Everyone.
Uh-huh.
Everyone.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why there are so many more fights. Mm-hmm. That's why.
It's a crazy time.
In the airlines, they have fights.
When's it
going to
turn around?
I don't know.
You know, because it always does. I mean, I think it goes through these kind of cycles with human civilization.
It tends to
get really bad and horrible for a while, and then some disaster happens, and everything shakes back out, and everyone's nice to each other again.
Right, but that hasn't happened yet?
No.
So a friend of mine was going to pick up some food.
Right.
And everybody was parked the right way, mm-hmm. and there was one person that was just parked in the middle, sort of blocking everyone.
Sure, like they do.
Mm-hmm.
It's always one.
Always.
You got to really at least look that 97% of traffic out there is moving properly. It's the 3% like me when I'm going 900.
But that's not the point.
No, that is not.
The point is my friend decided what they should do is pull in front of this other person.
Bad idea.
So to force them to move because they were in the wrong position.
Right, and that's sure went
over. And I said, what are you, why?
Yeah.
Why is that your responsibility?
Right, yes, good question.
Don't know.
A friend of mine asked me one time, like, why just cut someone back off after they cut me off, and he's like, you really taught him a lesson, huh? I mean, he'll never do that to you ever again. And I sort of changed my little attitude.
We've all been there.
Oh, yeah. Who hasn't?
We've all been there where you go from 0 to 100 in a 0.1 second.
Like that. Yep.
And my friend was looking in the mirror to size up the other driver. Could I take them or not?
Sure.
What? You were just going to get food. What do you mean you're sizing them up?
This has turned into World War III.
What the hell? Oh, yeah, it's a woman. This is great.
Oh!
Yes!
Dude! I don't want to hang with this person, man. That's not cool.
No, there was no fight.
Okay, but still, you didn't give her any grief. Yeah.
Just the idea that my friend was perfectly fine, then went to pick up food.
Right.
Perfectly happy.
Yep. Having a good time.
Saw one dude not parked the right way.
Yep. Turns out to be a girl. Ooh, I can fight her.
No.
Okay, good.
Just, no, it's not a monster that will kill me.
Right.
That's all. Just not. It's somebody that's of average size.
Who probably just doesn't know how to drive very well.
Right.
Like, not intentional.
For whatever
reason. I'm sure they weren't sitting there. She wasn't there going, ha, 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 ha.
So I kept asking, how come you needed to take care of this?
Yeah.
Why are you the person that needed a valid question? Because we all do that.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
At certain points in time, we all go, all right, this will not stand.
Every once in a while, like we've discussed on a plane, if you see no one else stopping whoever doing whatever,
well, sure.
You're going to be the one to stand up.
Yeah, but that's different. This is just someone parking in the wrong location.
Maybe this is just like a corruption of that fairly good gene idea.
Maybe so.
You know. But yeah, no, I don't know.
Ready to go down. Ready to throw down. Right. Ready to throw bows. Right. Like, ready.
Right.
It's like, what?
Dude. Chill. Did he chill eventually?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Did he realize his error?
Yes.
Yeah.
And when I asked, he was like, I don't know.
I just shorted out.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
There's a short out. It just happens. And in this day and age, for some reason, it happens a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We're already at a 99.
Yeah.
I feel like.
And then it really
doesn't take you much to get pushed to 100.
We gotta not.
And my friend didn't.
Good.
Which is good.
Yes.
But that's what we're looking for is... You almost got in a fight.
Or maybe, how do you de-escalate? How do you de-escalate yourself?
Maybe both.
Yeah, well, do you think just you talking to him, asking him what the hell is what brought him back down? Like, if he had been there by himself, do you think he would have
I wasn't with him.
He told you about this later.
Oh. On his own.
Oh, well, good.
And realized that this wasn't worth fighting over.
When he realized it was female, he probably shouldn't. It's not cool.
I said that wrong. He didn't notice that it was a female.
Okay.
He noticed that it wasn't a monster.
Okay.
That's all.
Oh, all right.
It was like sizing up the driver.
Sure, I am. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I get that.
That's all it was.
All too well.
So you almost got in a fight over something really unimportant.
And or you know how to de-escalate when you do.
And if you've been able to be the person who de-escalates that, how do you do it?
Yeah, how do you do that? Give us advice for
because
all of us.
I've gone there too, and it's like, wow, what was I thinking?
Oh my God, yeah.
You don't know who the other person is. You don't know if they have a gun. You don't know.
Well, you don't know why you're such a dick all of a sudden. Usually you're a pretty nice fellow.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm saying not me. No, I'm agreeing with you on me. So 818-955-KLOS. You almost got in a fight over something minuscule.
Yeah.
Tiny.
And how do you cool yourself off?
Yes.
Either one.
818-955-KLOS. We are talking about how wound tight we all are.
Yeah.
And how quickly we snap into taking action that maybe we shouldn't take. Maybe that's possible. You almost got in a fight over nothing. KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Are you calling about getting in a fight over nothing?
I am.
All right. What happened?
You want to fight about it?
Well,
I'm just kidding.
I had a guy that, he cut me off.
Mm-hmm.
And I figured, you know, I could do something about this. And I pulled in front of him. Mm-hmm. I walked over to his window, and he's just staring at me wide-eyed. And I had so much adrenaline in my body at the time that I smacked his window, his driver's side window, with my open hand. And it just shattered into 1/8-inch tiny little pieces.
Oh,
and I
no.
I was about ready to just grab him by the lapel and rip him out through the window when I thought the better of it, threw my hands up, screamed, and just walked away.
So you went through with breaking the window.
Which wasn't your intention. You just wanted to scare him, I would imagine.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then you just like, so how often, honestly, do you find yourself in this kind of situation?
Well, after that, I got a notification from the local police department.
Oh, yes.
That, somebody had witnessed this happen.
Right.
And I just ignored it.
Right. Well, yeah, what are you going to do?
And I went away.
Yeah, sure, exactly.
And I just figured, okay, I'm not going to do that again.
That's probably good advice.
It's experience will bring you back down to the earth sometimes, won't it? Damn.
Until yesterday.
what happened yesterday?
Well, yesterday, this woman's in front of me, and she goes and runs a stop sign, almost hits a guy in the crosswalk, swerves around into the oncoming lane,
right,
and then just keeps going. And if she was going into the residential area, the same area where I lived, so I pulled up, I just followed behind her, and when she went to go pull into her driveway, I started yelling, "What the hell are you doing? What, you know, didn't you even see that guy there? You could have killed him. You could have." Oh, she goes, "Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention. I was thinking of something else." I said, "Well, maybe you shouldn't be driving then."
Yeah, I don't think that's such a bad
thing. I feel
like
you did the right thing.
Yeah, I think that one makes sense. Yeah, sort of.
You know?
Yeah.
That's
better. Pull over and think if you can't think
exactly.
And drive at the same time.
Thank you. Totally. 100%.
Agreed.
Right on. Very interesting. Thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS. You found yourself truly pissed off. And then maybe you calmed down.
Or something tiny.
Yeah.
I don't think. Oh.
You don't think what, man?
How about some heads up when you turn on the mics?
Oh, I need to tell you. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, just.
Oh, all right.
He's having a conversation with me. He asked me a question, then pops
really
up.
Really nasty one. I was hoping you'd answer.
It is 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. We're talking about people who almost got in a fight over nothing. KLOS, hello.
Oh, yeah. This is Mike. And I was on Hawthorne Boulevard, 1986. My oldest daughter was 2 years old. And the mother was cheating on me with guys in the neighborhood. And, so I went to a neighbor. I was a little drunk because of it, and on the couch. And I said, "Hey, you want to come pretend you're my girlfriend and make my girlfriend jealous?" Well, I didn't know there was other people in the house, and so she said no. So I got in my car and went back around to her trailer, my girlfriend's trailer, and two guys got out of the car behind me, and they swiftly came up behind me and put a gun to the back of my head.
Oh my God.
Wow.
And I could feel the cold steel on it.
Mm-hmm.
I could feel the hammer being pulled back a little bit. I'm begging, please don't kill me. I got a little girl. I'm just drunk and I don't know what to do. And he said, "Man, I should kill you." And then they just backed off and got back in the car, you know. And so my life flashed before my eyes.
Wow. Thank God.
Yeah. Yeah. And then,
well, it is amazing how things suddenly escalate and what was just a little thing or whatever turns into.
I mean, it was sort
of end of your life.
Right. It was sort of a big thing in that she was sleeping
sure.
with.
No, exactly.
Yeah, that's kind of a big thing.
No, totally. But right. Yeah. Damn, dude. But, all right. Well, thanks for calling. Yeah, exactly, man. Thanks, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
You almost got in a fight over nothing?
Yeah. As you know, all great stories start out. A buddy and I were drinking. And he gets quite philosophical when he starts to get a little
excellent, sure.
And so we started kind of going at it. He was also my roommate at the time. And so we started kind of getting into an argument, and it was getting more and more escalated. And we had an elementary school that was right next to our house. And it was like, you know what? Let's go settle this in the old school, in the schoolyard.
Right.
And, all right, let's go. And so, you know, I got 10 years on him. I go hopping over the chain link fence. I'm pissed. I'm ready to go. And he's climbing up. And the next thing I know, he's hanging upside down by his jeans, drunk. And just, he can't get down. He needs my help to get down.
That's pretty
awesome.
Help
me. I want to fight you, but I'm stuck.
Yeah, no fight.
Yeah.
No fight.
No, sure.
He couldn't. Neither
that's
one
hilarious.
Of us could stop laughing.
Dude, that's awesome.
That is fantastic.
So be drunk, because even though it starts fights, it also
ends them.
De-escalates them, mm-hmm. because someone makes an idiot of themselves.
So yeah. Our answer is drink. Okay.
A drink. Yeah, good answer.
Yes, all right.
Yay.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello. You got in a fight over nothing?
Oh, yeah. It was something very dumb. It was at a Rush concert. The guy in front of me and him almost went to blows over a Rush song.
Which one? Yeah, why? Yeah.
They were playing Xanadu. I kept saying, oh, no, it's Cygnus X1. But no, it's Xanadu. We're going back and forth. And
why does that crap mean so much sometimes? Like, I know what album this is from.
Let me guess. You were drunk.
Oh, yeah. I was drunk, too. So.
I don't think Getty would approve of that sort of behavior.
No, agree.
No.
I saw a couple people fight at a Coldplay show one time. I'm like, what? Are you kidding me? Fight at a Barry Manilow show. Right on, dude. Thank you for calling.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I have a great story out of Glasgow, Scotland.
Oh, nice.
I figure we should follow up people getting in fights over nothing.
Yes.
With a refreshing story.
Oh, nice.
A palate cleanser, if you will.
I won't.
A good Samaritan helps a man fix his broken bike.
Uh-oh.
Lovely story.
Yeah.
A man named Paul.
I feel something coming.
Why?
I see dark clouds on the horizon.
But you always do.
That's true.
I'm trying to give you a good story.
Great news only.
Mm-hmm. A man named Paul Hartley was riding a bike and something happened to his handlebars.
Okay.
So he had to get off and try and fix the handlebars.
Sure.
A good Samaritan named John Devlin saw the man trying to fix the bike.
Mm-hmm.
And stop to help him.
Okay.
Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that a nice story?
Yes, that's good. Thanks. Let's go to the next song.
Oh, wait. There's more. I'm sorry. There's more.
Oh, no.
The good Samaritan at one point looked at the sticker on the bike.
Uh-oh.
And said, hey, this is my bike.
Get out of here. Are you serious?
His bike had been stolen.
What?
And he pulled over to help the guy fix it. Who stole his bike?
Wow. That's weird.
He didn't notice it until mid-repair, it says, due to the distinctive sticker that was on it, where he went, wait!
Huh. I wonder if somewhere in his brain he thought he knew. He's like, wait a minute, that's a nice-looking bike.
Maybe.
But whatever.
Because
just decided
I have that bike.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
I thought I had that bike.
Yeah.
Wow, that's so weird.
He shouted, that's mine!
Oh, yeah.
Before chasing the thief down the street.
Oh, dude, like, ran? He's like, uh-oh! Wow.
There's nothing funnier to me than somebody just
bolts,
gives up whatever the situation is and just runs as fast as they can.
Why didn't he just grab the bike and run? Maybe it wasn't fixed yet.
That
right
makes
away.
Me laugh.
That is hilarious.
So
that is
hard.
Beautiful. Wow, that's weird.
Isn't that? What are the chances of that?
Right.
It makes zero sense.
It really does.
That's so awesome. He found his own bike and helped fix it.
Man.
But he got his bike back.
Oh, that's nice.
See, so it all ends nice.
Ah,
with a nice, happy smile.
The clouds have dissipated.
Now let's play a song.
All right. I think we were in the middle of a Volbeat twofer, if I'm not mistaken.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. This is the headline that frightened me this morning. More than 90 rattlesnakes found underneath California home.
Oh, I saw this. This is horrifying. 90, and not just like, you know, garden snakes.
No, rattlesnakes.
Rattlesnakes.
Which are poisonous.
Oh, a little bit dangerous.
It turns out.
What does that noise sound like? 90 of them.
Right?
Woo!
How did they not hear it before that point?
Thank you.
Odd. Listen to this report.
A cluster of snakes found slithering under a home in California. A reptile rescue group says it pulled 22 adult and 59 baby rattlesnakes from under a home in Sonoma County. When the group went back, it found 11 more also living in the house's foundation.
You know what? No. No.
If that's your house.
Yeah, no.
No. Right?
Burn it.
You burn it to the ground.
Burn the house to the ground.
Agreed.
It appears a flaw in the home's construction may have contributed to the nest building there. Rattlesnakes are venomous and can live in a wide range of environments.
That's true. Wait, where was this at?
California.
Here, yeah.
I believe it was Sonoma County.
Oh, man. That's crazy. So
they showed up. They pulled out 59 babies and 22 adults.
Babies are the most dangerous, too.
Yes.
They're, like, super poisonous and really just don't know what they're doing yet.
Then they returned to check the house two more times.
Yeah, they found
And found
more.
11 more snakes.
Oh, look, there's a place to hide. Now, so they said it was some sort of building flaw. What the hell kind of building flaw?
I don't know.
Attracts rattlesnakes.
But it was in the foundation where there was space for them to breed and live, and I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I was telling you. We lived in the desert, but the house was on, for whatever reason, stilts. We were like up off the ground. So there was, I mean, when you looked underneath the house that we were living in, and there was no other houses around us for a long ways. So it was just all sorts of, I mean, it was all covered
were
in cobwebs,
vagabond?
First of all.
What's happening
with
you?
It was kind of hell. It was a little bit of hell. I loved it.
Sounds
I had
like
a good
a
time.
Lot of hell.
Yeah, I was eight. What did I know? I was like, just
were you
don't
living
go under
by
the
yourself?
House. Yeah. Pretty much.
Were you raised by snakes? 59 babies, 22 adults, then 11 more snakes,
wow.
Bringing the total to 92.
Oh, man, that's messed up.
I don't think I could move into that house.
Oh, no,
I mean,
no,
I
no,
guess
no.
You'd have to have contractors come back out and say, identify what
went on here.
Gave them the space to do this and fix it.
Well, what about the neighborhood? Are there
maybe
more?
I don't know. There have to be
other houses built similarly.
I don't know. I think I'm with you. I think I burn it to the ground.
Yeah, burn it to the ground.
Plus, I love fire.
Fire.
Let's take some calls where you had wild animals in your house because there are a lot of them. I mean, we have mountain lions around here.
Yeah.
We have coyotes.
That's right.
We have whales. Wait, no. there's all kinds of wild animals. Snakes.
What have you walked into and was
what
in
have
your
you
house?
Walked into that was inside of your house?
We're not talking about your ex-boyfriend. I mean, he's an animal, but
right.
That's not
no,
who
that's
talking
not
about.
What we're talking about. We're talking about actual wild animals that maybe even you had to call somebody to get help with.
Oh, yeah.
To get it out.
Right, yeah.
Sure, there's snakes everywhere. I assume there are thousands of different kinds of snakes.
Three times altogether, I've run into rattlesnakes. Once here, curled up on my front door post. I opened the door, and there it was.
And it was inside?
No, it was right outside the door.
Just waiting.
Yeah.
Hadn't rung the doorbell yet?
Yeah, no.
Couldn't reach?
Yeah, I mean, it was just, he like looked at me, like looked right in my eyes.
Oh, yeah.
And
stared right into your soul.
Yeah, I didn't find much, but he tried. He looked.
So 818-955-KLOS, if you came into your house or you woke up and you were surprised by a wild animal in your house, that doesn't seem ideal.
818-955-KLOS.
We're talking about you had wild animals in your house. You had one?
Hey, I had a skunk come into my trailer one time.
Oh no.
Did he I was using my parents' fifth wheel at the river in Blythe, and I get home real late one night, and I go in my trailer, and then next thing I'm in there for about a half hour, and I see this thing run by, and it's a baby skunk.
Oh.
It made me almost crap my pants.
Sure.
Right outside again.
Did it spray you?
No. I left the door open, and eventually, about a half hour later, it came running out.
That's wise, I think. Don't try and scare a skunk, particularly. Just let him wander on out on his own. Just let me wander out on my own. I will eventually.
818-955-KLOS.
Last week on our precious little 2 for Tuesday, it was a hell of a lot of those guys. Led Zeppelin. Today, it's all about Aerosmith, so we got some more Aerosmith coming up in a 2 for in a bit.
Earlier in the hour, we talked here on KLOS about 92 snakes underneath a California house. Does it seem ideal?
No.
And we're taking call on you had wild animals in your house?
Hey, so does it count if I walked in my house and there was a stray cat in there? there that I normally feed on my porch.
No, you know.
Wait, was it a feral cat? It wasn't a pet?
She does not like to be pet, so no, she's pretty feral.
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's
that counts,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, didn't attack you or anything, right? Just happy to be in a new house, yeah.
She did not attack, but it took a lot to get her out. I had to totally back up and let her come out of the house because my boyfriend left the door open, and so she decided, oh, I'll just go in here.
I mean, how is she supposed to understand that?
She's like, this lady's nice. She feeds me once in a while. I'm going to go move in. Right on. Thank you for calling. Thanks.
Maybe feed them less.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, that's
just
not
a thought.
No. Just don't let them in the house.
KLOS, hello.
Okay, weird things.
Yes.
How about a bat?
You had a bat?
Oh, nice.
You had a bat in your house?
Wow.
Well, yeah, the wife has a feral cat, and so that's in at night, and he brought in a bat. Okay, and then she woke me up. She said, there's a damn bat flying around the house. The cat brought in a mouse. I brought in a bat. I go, what do you want me to do? And I flash back to that movie, Great Outdoors, with John Candy and Dan Aykroyd,
when
that
was
bat
a bear?
Was in that cabin.
Oh, right. Bat, yes.
But the bat, and they were all had bad mittens and trying to sweat the,
it was the best.
Bat with a fly swatter. But that's what happened at our house.
How'd you get it out?
I don't know. I told her to leave the damn door open.
The cat ate it.
Maybe it'll fly out. No, the cat didn't eat it.
He wanted to.
The cat caught it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the cat eats everything
on
the mountain.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome, man. Thanks for calling. A bat. I like bats. Do you hate bats?
Don't.
You
like
don't?
Bats. No.
I really like bats.
COVID. Mother f***. KLOS, hello.
Yes. You guys still doing the segment on the what kind of critters in your house?
Yeah.
Wild animals in your house.
Yeah, man. Up in Hollywood Hills, my house, I just had to leave, finally had scorpions, raccoons, skunks, owls, snakes, everything.
Oh, you live in the Hollywood Hills? Like, I lived on Beechwood for a while. I used to see deer up there and all sorts of crap.
How could it have all of those animals?
It's all pretty empty back in there, going into Griffith Park and whatever on the other side.
You
of
live
the
in the zoo?
No, I was up on Beaumont Drive. I had a big old place on the end of a hill.
Right.
And I got by a scorpion on my toe once. I got attacked by a raccoon in my house. It was gnarly.
Yeah, raccoons. There was a ton of them on Beechwood all the time.
I hate raccoons.
Yeah, that's crazy out there. It is weird, isn't it? Like, when you had people come visit in Hollywood, they're like, why are there deer outside?
That is weird.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Did you burn it down?
Burn the place to the ground.
I had to leave, man. It was nuts. One day it'd be a snake, next day a scorpion, and I'd have guests over, and they'd be freaking out when they're laying out nude on the roof or something. Next thing you know, it's a raccoon, pawing on them.
You know what? You not want a raccoon pawing you when you're nude laying out.
No. You know, to me, the worst thing that ever showed up in Hollywood were the tourists.
Oh, my God, you guys.
Dirty, honey. Filthy, honey. That is ramble on. No, it isn't. It's the wire.
It's one of those days.
Oh, my God.
Do you want to take another shot at the high-low game, or will you screw it up again?
Oh, I'm sure I can mess it up for everybody, but, let's give it a go. What the hell?
We're starting over because a certain one of us on this show made a mistake earlier today and gave away the actual number for the high-low game.
That's right. It starts over at 1,000, and if you just happen to hit that 0 to 95 right out the gate, you get an extra $500 in gas money. That's awesome.
Correct. And you get tickets to see the Red Hot Chili Peppers at SoFi Stadium in July.
And no matter what, if you're caller 13, you get those tickets for sure.
So 818-955-KLOS. We're looking for caller 13, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
We got this, man. We got
this.
No, we do. We got
this. Listen, we have to be professional.
Yeah, no, totally. I agree.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Last game, I ruined it by giving away the answer.
Right.
So this time, to prove that we are capable human beings,
right,
we need to be at our best.
We got this, man. No problem.
Hello.
Hello. Who's this?
Oh, hi. This is Brenda.
Hi, Brenda. You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay. You're caller 13.
Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
That means you're going to the Red Hot Chili Peppers come July of next year.
Okay. That'll be fun.
All right.
You sound a little sick. That's why I was asking if you're okay.
No, I'm good.
Okay.
You're just tired as well. I mean, you're just tired of everything.
Maybe a little tired.
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
No worries. All right. Pick a number from 0 to 95, and if you get it right, you'll get an extra $500 plus $1,000.
Yeah, because you're coming right out the gate. You have to pick the very first number of this round of the game, so we're going to load you up if you happen to hit it right. We'll give you that $1,000 plus $500 in gas money. So what feels good to you?
49.
49. Hold on, I'm going to feed that into the motherboard here.
I'm too high.
Nope, that's not true.
That's, come on, man. Come on. Come on, man. Come on. Come on.
Nope, that's not.
We have to do better. Come on.
That would be this particular
Come
motherboard.
Come on.
Too high.
No. No.
I think he changed them.
That's
he must have changed them.
Come on now. That's not. You have to.
He changed them.
You have to.
He did. He changed them.
That's too
low.
That's too
low. You bastard.
That's too low.
It's too low. That doesn't matter to you because you don't get to guess again anyway.
It's too low.
But it's too low.
Sorry about all
I'm
gonna
that. I'm going to go stab Stu to death. That's it. Stu's done. All right, Brenda, right?
Yes.
Brenda. Sorry for the chaos. But at least you get to go see the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon and time for What We Learned.
Ah, what did we learn today? I was asleep.
We learned that our expert, Manny Ramirez, is not a great expert to talk to about the Dodgers.
I'm starting to get a little questionable about his thoughts on the game process.
Although he will give us excruciating detail on the donkey show that he's been
on. Oh, that's nice. He traded in his sister so that he could put on a little dog and pony show.
Listen, sometimes you have to take extreme action.
That's true.
So you have, to, you have to applaud people who
do that. Woo! Well
people,
done!
People who trade their sisters. Everybody seems to be pretty uptight and getting in fights everywhere over nothing, including my friend who almost got in a fight over parking.
Man, what was that person thinking? Well, you know, these things happen.
The answer, after taking many calls today, is more drinking.
Yeah, more drinking.
That seems to be the answer.
It starts it all, but it also sometimes ends it all.
So. I know it seems antithetical. Is that the
right
word?
Sure, why not? Yeah, okay. That sounds good to me.
But that's what we found out.
Drink. Drink, drink.
And also, Sluggo and I can't be trusted with the KLOS high-low game.
What a disaster.
Listen, we were a mess.
Times two.
And we'd like to formally apologize to everyone.
What were you doing? Yeah, it's you.
That was on you,
you did it, you bastard.
What?
Who cares?
No. Yes, we saw. Yeah, right, it was incredible.
Know.
Yeah, it was amazing. Yeah. Well, but yeah.
Stu, who we were just going to yell at about the high-low game, is caring about the Dodger game, of course, which makes sense.
Which can be good and bad.
Yeah. Right. What he said.
Sorry.
Well, anyways, I guess we should go.
Yes, I would say so.
Go and play and celebrate and what have you. And okay, bye.
Nope.
The Beatles joined Jerry and the Pacemakers for a show in Liverpool on this day in rock in 1961, and they called themselves the Beat Makers. Following that big old fight with MCA Records, it was on this date in rock in 1979 when Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers released Damn the Torpedoes on Backstreet Records. Stop Making Sense! The movie from the Talking Heads opened on this day in rock in 1984.